Hello, this is Fabien. So you want to know about your professional life, and what I'm looking at is your solar return chart. And professional life in astrology is represented by both the sixth house and the tenth one. The sixth house is about daily work, and the tenth house is about the professional career. So it's different. I'm going to begin with the 10th house. It is found in the sign Libra, and Libra represents human alliances, it represents human associations. And you are an independent worker, you have told it to me. And it really looks like this year the quality of your professional career will depend on associating with people. Therefore, you may have to get associated with someone to find a business partner. And this will determine the quality of this year. And if we look at the placement of the Lord of this 10th house, which is Venus, Venus is found both in the sign Leo and in the 8th house. And this is very interesting because Leo, you know, it's the sign of the sun, it shines. And it's really recommended that you aim up, for instance, if you want to find a business partner, not accepting everyone is the best perspective, but rather trying to find, let's say, a specific person who can really bring added value to you and to whom you can also bring a lot of added value is really recommended. And then Venus being found in the eighth house also indicates that associating with people in order to do business together can be profitable because the eighth house is that of financial investments. And when I say financial investments, it's not always purely financial investments. It can also be, for instance, investing in a business that you think will be profitable in the future. And therefore, this year, if you want to get associated with a new business partner, for instance, you may have to consider it as an investment, and investments may not be profitable immediately. It can take time, it can take a couple of weeks, and sometimes a couple of years. And I wanted to bring this information to you so that you have the right outlooks on your professional career this year. And there is also in this 10th house planet Pluto. Pluto receives harmonious aspects from other planets, and Pluto represents questionings, it also represents reassessments, and it looks like this year you may make happy changes, you may make decisions to change certain areas of your business, and these decisions will lead you somewhere, and I mean somewhere that you like, where you would like to reach. And it is very important to not have a program that is too rigid because your capacity to accept to bring changes to your business also seems to be one of the major keys to success this year in business. And in this 10th house, there is also Lilith. And Lilith represents blurriness. It represents what is hidden, what you do not see, or what you do not want to see. And for this reason, it will not always be easy. In your business, there may be things that you cannot see, or in simply pieces of information to which you will simply not have access. Still, it looks like you will have to make decisions because Mars, which represents decisions, is located at a specific place, which indicates that you may have to make difficult decisions. I do not think that they will be terrible decisions, but definitely you will have to accept to not be aware of all the information that you should have in mind to make the best decisions. Still, you will have to, let's say, take a few risks and go for it, even though you do not know as much as you should know. This is what is represented by the configurations.